In Another Light by A.J. Banner, performed by Vane Asadorian. Phoebe tucks small spiked caps inside Mr. Parker's eyelids to make him look like he still has eyes. Then she slips cotton puffs beneath the lids to keep them closed, just so. No sutures required, although she had to glue his lips together, had to stuff cotton into his mouth and nose, which would have killed him if he'd still been breathing. But she's only doing her job to restore his features for his wife. Mandy wants to view him one last time, to remember him the way he was. But if she could bear to see him in his natural condition, she would know that he has expired, kicked the bucket, bought the farm. Elvis has left the building. Literally. His name was Elvis Parker, the town's last old-time barber. He worked out of a narrow shop on the waterfront in which he wielded his shiny blade, administering close shaves and buzz cuts, his customers ensconced in vintage, vinyl barbershop chairs. The shop existed on the cold shores of Puget Sound for time immemorial, and for all anyone knows, Elvis Parker owned the place since its inception. To Phoebe, he seemed ageless, indestructible. Now here he is, nothing but a shriveled shell. Not that she is any better looking. When she glances in the mirror, she sees a wraith with hollow cheekbones and eyes that absorb light, no longer emitting any illumination of their own. Her brows grow untended, the bones defined beneath the flesh, as if they're slowly dissolving the surrounding tissue. It has been this way since the accident. She is gradually disappearing. But Elvis made her feel visible. He acknowledged her, waving at her on their daily walks along the waterfront. She can still hear him calling out, "Top of the morning, Phoebe," as she passed in the opposite direction. When he greeted her, he seemed to see the old Phoebe, the hopeful woman she had once been. For this, she was grateful. Now she is a mere ghost of herself, and Elvis lives only in memory. His hands will never wave again. They're folded across his abdomen, his fingers super glued together, his thumbs held in place with a ponytail tie that Phoebe borrowed from her assistant, Renee. "You look spiffy now," Phoebe tells him. "Renee has good fashion sense, doesn't she?" "She always did. I would have picked a tuxedo, but you look much better in your pinstripe suit." She was right. And Renee was savvy enough to button his shirt to the top, obscuring a tattoo of a winged heart bearing his ex-wife's name, a tattoo that reminds Phoebe of the one she saw on her own husband's cell phone a few years ago. Mandy knew about her husband's tattoo, of course. She was married to him for 41 years, but better not to display the reminder. The service will be difficult enough. Afterward, she will go home to face the rest of her life without him. Days, months, years will stretch ahead without a glimpse of his wry smile ever again.